going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch, hanging out as we'll get a chance to talk to our latest Falcons. Both Jalen Walker and James Pierce are going to stop by the show in the 4 o'clock hour. In the meantime, we're talking to you because it's one of those rare days, Mike, where everybody feels pretty damn good in Atlanta about this team and the direction they're headed after last night's draft. If you're just joining us again, Jalen Walker, 15, he fell to us. Look, he should have been gone. And just the fact that he's sitting there, you know, it would have been a monumental mistake if the Falcons chose to pass him. They didn't. They didn't pass. Right. They take him, and then we go, all right, what are we going to do tomorrow? And then they move back into the late first round, Mike, at 26, make the trade with the Rams, and we get James Pierce Jr. And then you're going, holy crap, we got two edge rushers?
Yeah, a guy just hit me up on Twitter, follow us, Carlos. Put him up, C-Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. And he said, from an overall perspective, you judge the trade based on both picks, not just the one, because the trade was as much about accommodating the Walker pick as it was getting Pierce. That That's was true. From Tia Weedat Peach. Nice handle. And so I said back, I said, yeah. I mean, I think certainly they were definitely going to take Pierce at 15. Randy asked, and you'll hear that conversation coming up next, right, Carl?
Yes.
And you'll hear the GM here on 92.9 The Game. Terry kind of equivocated on that, but my spidey sense thinks that, yes, we were locked in on Pierce, so they get the guy. They move up, and at the end of the day, this is your second-round pick. The big question is, do you sweat? This is where you really debate. I think Brian McFadden had a problem with us giving up the first-rounder, but you got to give to get. And if this guy's all world, we're going to not have a problem. We got two all SEC studs. We've just brought some amazing elements into our pass rush. So I'm cool with it.
We're going to jump back on the phones. Before we do, as part of our 4th and 1 segment, guys, brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. I want you to hear the moment because last night it felt like it took 25 minutes. And as that clock was counting down, you're going, okay, Terry, come on, man. Rob, what are we doing? Let's go.
You know they're fielding calls.
Oh, no doubt.
And they're trying to – because like we always said – see, I love the idea of trading down, but not trading down and passing on Jalen Walker.
Yeah, because there are some guys you just don't pass on under the circumstances where we are. But this is the moment. And then after this, you'll hear the phone call. Now, the phone call's prior to the pick, but I thought it was pretty cool, and the Falcons recorded it, as many teams do. But this is the moment last night.
With the 15th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Jalen Walker, defensive end, Georgia.
Jalen, Terry, what's going on? Where you at, man?
Man, I'm at the crib. I'm in Salisbury, man.
You're in Salisbury? Well, you know the good news, Arthur doesn't even have to send a plane for you, man.
Hey, man, send that.
You ready, man?
Hey, it was meant to be, man, all right?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm going to put you on with Raheem right now, okay?
I got you.
And then start walking your ass this way.
Hey, man. Hey, man, I'm on the way. I'm on the way.
Start walking your ass this way. It's time to go, man.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Hey, let's go, man. Come stay home, bro.
That, of course, right at the end. And you hear the excitement in Jalen's voice. Obviously, he's talking about Salisbury, North Carolina. Start walking your blank here. I mean, hey, let's go. And I love seeing that behind the scenes, Mike. That's become more prominent over the last, I don't know, 10 years or whatever. We used to didn't get that from teams, but I think it's cool because fans always want to know, like, what was the moment, man, you got the phone call?
Right, and just the excitement, the enthusiasm. He's a Carolina kid. Both our guys are Carolina kids. Pierce Jr. is from outside Charlotte.
Yep.
But you got a guy that, you know, knows Atlanta, you know, knows the Falcons. It's funny because when they asked him, you know, everyone always goes, I'm just happy to be on any team. No, this is one of those teams he wanted to be on, which is great to hear. We'll ask him about it when we get him in the studio here in our Ticketmaster studios at the Branch. But, yeah, that's just gold, man. And that's because, I mean, any dad's dream, and his father has coached up there in college, a small college, Catawba, for years. So very cool.
All right, what's your enthusiasm level, man? Where you at, Falcon fans? Rise up, 404-726-0929. Let's talk to Chris on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris, where you at, man? Thank you so much for listening. Hey, man.
Yes, sir, thank you. I'm in a truck heading down Highway 20 back to Beaufort, and I'm at a 10. But, again, I got to see the product on the field myself. I mean, after last year, I was excited. I went to that first game in Pittsburgh. Oh, man, I was just really disappointed. I took my money to a JV school, went to that game, bought the stadium hot dogs, and gave the rest of the money I spent on tickets to the team to buy equipment with. That's how disappointed I was.
Oh, so he's happy. Sadness, obviously, to start the season, happy now.
Yeah, look.
Every, one more stop in that Steeler game, we might have won it.
But, no yeah. doubt. And by the way, that was a very close game. Justin Fields was the quarterback in that game against us. But here, let me help you just real quick. Every year is different. This is the hardest part as a sports fan. We linger on the past so much that we live in it. Let last year go. You know how hard it was to be in this city when we lost the damn Super Bowl?
Right.
Let it go. We got to move forward. So I just want to help you, Chris. I hear you. He's like, I got to see the product on the field. I ain't doing a damn thing until I see the product on the field. Let it go. We have to move forward. Right. And moving forward is last night. That's the start of next season and us, Mike, turning the page.
As we said, I mean, look, we've talked about the front office and some moves. It's been a lot about offense. You know, we've talked about how the process went down, who wanted who, was Arthur Smith when he was here. Again, as you said, rearview mirror. Here we are, 2025. We're excited about Penix Jr. The next mission is unload Kirk Cousins, you know, lion butt, and let's get on with it and see what we can get. But and maybe that happens, maybe it doesn't. But that's a minor thing. I'm not even thinking about Kirk Cousins today with what we added.
I agree. Let's talk to the other Chris here on hold. James Chief, we'll get to you guys. Chris, hey, man. Talk to us.
Hey man. I'm on a gazillion, man. Last night was one of the best nights as a Falcon fan in recent years. I've been beating the drum, you guys, for a defensive player. You know, we went through the past three drafts picking offense, but when the pick was, you know, hanging there, and like you said, Carl, Conti's on there going 40 seconds, 35 seconds. I was clutching my pillow, Mike, like, please, God. And let me just tell you, when they said Walker's name, you could hear it on the radio, the fans down there at Mercedes-Benz going crazy. We've been waiting for a moment like this. You know, we all are Falcons fans. We've been through it, but you said it. Let's move forward. The curse of the Bulldog is over after 60 years. We got two young studs on defense, and let's get ready for a great season, man. And I've one last thing. I'm so glad that Uncle Arthur made all those guys go down to Georgia, took the 20 people down there. I think that made a difference, and let's ride out to the season. Peace.
Good stuff, right, man. Right. Chris, thank you so much. Explanation of just the feeling. Listen, the crowd last night at Mercedes-Benz explodes. I don't know where you took the draft in. I've seen all the different videos and people posting stuff, man. It was just like that roar you heard around the state of Georgia. It was that was that relief, Mike. Like, oh my God, they finally did something we hoped they would do. And look, there's no unless you've lived this like we have. Like other fan bases, they can tell us all they want, Mike. Until you've lived it,
right.
You can't express that feeling of you don't understand.
No, I mean, this is like take yourself back to, I don't know, you're 8 years old and you really wanted the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. And you got the Evel Knievel set. You got both. You got both, man.
Both?
I came down Christmas morning. I got G.I. Joe and Evel Knievel. That's what we got now. We'll figure out which one's going to be which. But that's the way I feel. And again, the only hesitation I had, which took me basically till the midday today, was just getting past the other guys I had in my own mind earmarked. Then you realize if you have a certain guy you like, if you like Mike Green, this guy is actually a more athletic Mike Green by any, measurable. Everyone's talked about his speed and athleticism. Can't wait.
Here's the deal.
Talk about Pierce Jr.
Yes. I don't know if he's a better pass rusher, but we'll find out.
Right.
That's the stuff that is debatable. Some teams say yes. Some teams say no. We're going to find out. Let's see what James has to say on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. James, hey, man.
Hey, man. I'm on with Deuce Bell. I'm on.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, man. Hey, I'm on whatever number that that Jalen Walker's going to get this season, man. Whatever his number going to be, that's the level I'm on. Maybe a 97, right, maybe a 80-something. Maybe a, I don't care what number it is. I'm up there. Bill, I just wanted to ask you, brother, were we not desperate? Like, forget the picks for next year. Terry explained it perfectly to me from Andy and Randy. He said that we traded, we moved up because we wanted to pick for this season.
Right.
So we would have drafted another defensive end next season. It really wouldn't have mattered, you know? But that's how I feel, man. I'm excited. I'm extremely happy, bro. I cannot believe how happy I am, bro.
Right on, man. I love it. And again, obviously, we were talking to Brian McFadden last night, and he was kind of lukewarm on it, and that's why I kind of tempered my expectations. But yeah,
was the initial reaction, Mike, from people who don't cover this team every day, and just the general sports folks who say, "Oh, they reached," or "That was a bad trade." And then, as you said, when you start to dissect it and you look at it, I do agree with Terry on this. Right. We were going to do the same thing next year. Why not do it this year?
And again, if you're
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
They're going to be picking 27th at the Rams. The thing is, as long as it works, you know, when you say blank those picks, it's got to work.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously it has worked for the Rams. But, man, we've got Leonard Floyd, and then you're going to have this big rotation, all these young studs. Braylon Trice we've talked about. You know, I still think we're a little thin in defensive tackle. If we move on from Onyemata, I mean, we're going to bring some undrafted free agents. There's going to be a bunch of big bodies, I can imagine, coming in with some corners, depending on what we do this rest of the weekend. But I'm excited, man. And, yeah, I just, at the time, I was a little, you know, and then you see all the guys from analytics to ex-players going, I love this movement. People say we won the draft.
Absolutely. Day one, there's no debating it. And by the way, the draft, for the first part of the draft, kind of went expected.
Right.
Will Campbell, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter. The trade, though, with the Jags, that was a shocker, obviously, at the top of the draft. But Travis Hunter still goes 2 overall.
Right. And remember, when we were on the air yesterday for Mercedes-Benz, the talk was they were coming up for Genty. You know, because no one really, I mean, we didn't even mention Hunter. And the thing is, I do love now with this coach, you know, that comes up from Tampa Bay. You got Liam Cohen. You got a guy who said, and there, he's been on record yesterday about imaginative with the play calling and utilizing this guy. Because you and I talked about it.
No, he's
solid.
Can
you work 85 to 90 plays for this guy? We'll find out.
Yeah, look, Liam is a very good play caller. And look, I thought he was probably 2 years away from getting a head coaching job.
Right.
Stuff happens.
Right.
He gets his opportunity. He runs
but
with
not
it.
Afraid from utilizing, again, all no. this, it is you and I debated what the usage rate on both sides of the ball will be. We'll find out.
No
but
doubt.
They're not afraid to go down that road.
All right, one more call. Chief, before we let you hear what Terry Fontenot had to say with our guys Andy and Randy coming up here live from Flowery Branch. Chief, man, what level are you on right now? Where are you at?
What's happening, Chief? I ain't talked to y'all in a while.
What's up, Chief? What's
man,
going on?
Hey, my excitement level, I'm so excited. You know what? I ain't been this excited since they had 2-for-1 special at Magic City on lemon pepper wings. I'm telling you, I'm real excited. I mean, I'm seriously. This, you know what? If anybody in this city, if you're not listening to 92.9 for your new draft pick, something's wrong. All right?
Right.
Stay tuned. I want to hear the interview. Hey, guys, I'm loving it.
Thank you, man.
Chief, by the way, has got some vision problems. If we win the division, bro, I'm going to get you a C&I lap dance.
Ooh. That's solid.
Thank you.
2-for-1 wings, though. He ain't lying about that in Magic City. Like that's excitement right
there.
Right on. Hey, man, coverage of the NFL draft continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game all the way through the final pick on Saturday at 6 p.m. So don't forget, we got pick-by-pick coverage, second and third rounds tonight at 6. It begins and followed by late-night wrap-up shows, guys. All the reaction. And it's brought to you by our friends at Honda, our local Honda dealers, and Window Nation. Buy 4 windows, get 4 free. The NFL draft.